here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in this amazing place called Singapore. It's just it took a while to get here, but it is well worth the trip for sure. Yeah. And we have Canadian Credit Union Association's very own Jeff Erickson. How are you, Jeff?
I'm great. Yeah, thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Did you have a safe and sound and smooth trip on the way over here?
It was a beautiful trip. Okay. Yeah, we slept most of the way, so it was great. A little disoriented when we got here, but yeah, no, it was a great trip.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. And so how's the conference going for you? We're kind of in our second day and a half or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's been going really well. My girlfriend's having a better time. My fiance is having...
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's 3 weeks ago or so. But she's having a better time in Singapore than I am, but she's sitting by the pool. But yeah, no, the conference has been great.
For her.
I mean, it's just it's an awesome opportunity to kind of get connected with the system.
Yeah.
And I think you see what it means to some of the developing, some of the smaller countries.
Yeah.
In Canada, it's pretty developed, and we have this uphill battle against the banks. But some of these smaller countries, what the credit unions do is just, I mean, they do amazing things in Canada as well, but it's incredible.
Can you say the word bank now? Is it okay to say the word bank or banking? Or because
there was a big deal about that. No, CCUA got a big win with bank banking.
Oh, good.
We actually got the legislation changed, I believe. So credit unions are now allowed to use banker banking.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's big. That was
just
huge.
A word. Come on.
Completely.
Just a word.
Yeah, regulators, you know?
Who knows? All right, let's talk about what you're going to be presenting tomorrow here. And this is a very interesting topic, and I think a very timely one indeed. Actually, partnering with fintechs and why you might fail.
Yeah.
Okay, well, put the brakes on. Give us a quick overview before we get in a little bit deeper.
Yeah, so I've always been a little bit of a contrarian, and I think that probably at this conference, people are going to get a lot of... information on whether it's blockchain or whether it's, you know, fintech partnerships. So I think they're going to get a lot of information from that side. So I thought I would provide a perspective from the other side, which is maybe, you know. So the angle I take on it, I've had a long career. So I've worked on technology projects that are ranging in the hundreds of millions. Now, as a small part on the project, of course. I've worked on technology projects in the thousands of dollars. I've seen some catastrophic failures. I've seen, I've seen things that could have gone better. So the angle I'm taking is that I'm a career skeptic, and that being skeptical is actually an optimistic trait.
Oh, I think so too. Especially when you're dealing with technology.
Right, and so the statistics on IT projects, large scale, and which I consider a fintech partnership and IT project effectively, are pretty abysmal. I mean, you had $50 billion worth of projects canceled in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
Very few projects, I think 16 to 24% of projects deliver on time, on budget, and with the required functionality. And then you've got a range of issues in between. Mm-hmm. And so my point is, by being skeptical and by doing certain things at early stages in the project, before you sign an agreement, after you sign an agreement, that you can avoid or at least optimize your chance of success.
Right.
And if you look philosophically at skepticism, it's really the pursuit of knowledge through questioning, and those are all good things. Mm-hmm. But being skeptical in a practical environment is difficult because that's questioning, and people don't necessarily like questioning. They're not comfortable with it. It's easier to just, that'll work, for sure. I like the sounds of that, let's do that. Well, no, I mean, you've got to go through this rigorous process of skepticism, optimistically, so that you're optimizing those chances for success.
Yeah.
And so it's really, I'm giving people some things to think about from my own personal experiences before you sign the agreement, because that's really when you have the opportunity to get out of something. Once you sign the agreement, then you've got other challenges that you have to consider. So before you sign the agreement, you're looking at their governance, you're looking at their track record. I mean, I believe, I can't recall the gentleman's name, beautiful keynote speaker from yesterday. But you know, he a lot of the points that he talked about, you can avoid by not even signing an agreement in the first place.
Oh, really?
But then after the fact, checking their track record, We were partnering at one stage with a new payroll fintech in Canada, and they eventually ended up just going bust, you know, after about eight months on the project. So, stuff like that you can avoid by doing your due diligence, right? If you're getting calls from the CEO of a fintech on a project basis, they're probably pretty lean and they're probably pretty small, and there's a good chance they might not be around.
Okay, that's a I don't know if that's a red flag to look for, but that's something to look for. If the CEO is calling you,
to sort out a basic project issue, then you're dealing with something that is extremely lean. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
are there a couple of other takeaways or lessons that you can provide credit unions out there? Because I mean, there's so many technology vendors out there right now. It's really difficult for a lot of them to go, okay, well, is that one right for me? Is that one right for me? Or who do I pick? Because there's so many now.
Yeah, that's a really, really tough question. I would say just have a rigorous process and really question everything and have the tough conversations early and make them technical rather than late emotional.
And you're deep into the project.
Right, and they're emotional because Mike, you didn't do this, and Jeff, you didn't do that. Well, you know, we're going to have to cancel this, and it's never going to end up doing that. I mean, those are difficult conversations, but they're emotional, and they're later in the project. Mm-hmm. So have them, make them technical, and make them earlier.
Yeah, indeed.
And don't be afraid to be skeptical. Create a culture in your company where things can be questioned openly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most teams don't function, I wouldn't say, with that kind of true essence of we can question everything and it's all done for the best interest.
Well,
of the
skepticism, I mean, like you said at the top, you know, the skepticism is a good thing because it keeps you on your toes, it keeps you questioning things, and because if the second you get kind of complacent with this type of stuff, it's going to bite you.
So if you have an executive team or a CEO that is not involved enough, right, and doesn't understand what they need to manage up to the board level and then to kind of provide that leadership to the project. And I think that's also something that's really important. I mean, I think that the research has shown that executive buy-in is one of the number one drivers of project success. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the more technical, and I think, again, the keynote speaker spoke to that, one of his in the Q&A was that you need executives in this day and age that understand technology.
Yeah, it's a must these days. Because a lot of financial institutions, credit unions included, are becoming technology companies almost because we're so dependent on it now, you know? So, oh, goodness gracious. All right, I want to get the 64,000 foot level here. What's the significance, the importance of all this now? I think we kind of know the answer, but I want to get your take on it.
Well, I mean, if a few credit unions take one thing or two things away from my talk, then maybe I've saved them a lot of time, energy, resources. Yeah. You know, maybe I've help them to avoid frustration on their teams, which drives employee morale up, or frustration drives it down, I should say.
Right.
I'm just here to kind of provide a sober second look, you know, and to give people a little bit of a toolkit that I hope they can use to look at these things.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a standing room only crowd because I think, I mean, the title alone really captured my attention. Out of a lot of the breakout session, this one really stood out to me. Because it's so true, you know.
And my hope, Mike, is just, you know, that I can give them something that they can take away. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to knock them off their feet, but, you know, I would love to just provide a little bit of help.
Yeah, kind of a reality check, essentially.
And the other thing to consider is that a lot of the large credit unions, they know this stuff, you know, and they've been through it, and they get it, and so they'll kind of be going, yeah, well, that's pretty basic. But, you know, not all the credit unions that are here over these few days are necessarily have that knowledge and that project management experience, and they might not know some of the questions to ask. So I just hope to give them a few things that they can take away.
Something they can think about, definitely. All right. Anything else to add, Jeff?
No, it's been a great interview. Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's do this again, man.